I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Muslim Lady on IRIB English Radio. And this is Sister Zeenat. And with me I have...
Sister Nasreen Sayed.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Alaikum salam. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much, sister.
Nice to be here. You know, when this topic was brought up first, I was petrified because, you know, you can talk about different topics, but when it comes to a Muslim woman you are one. And I can be one, and it's different from talking about it.
Exactly.
You
that's
know,
very
so
true.
It was heavy. You know, it was a heavy, and I was so thinking about it both in my sleep and waking, like, how do I, you know, but the thing is, the mistake I made was that I was thinking that I was talking, that's shaitan.
Yeah.
You know, Allah puts the words in. The Imam is here. The Imam is helping us.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Know, to put what needs to be said out. So my point was that I am actually now happy to be here with this topic.
Very well.
Even though I was terrified before.
Yes, you were. You told me about that.
Yeah.
So the topic we were discussing about the Muslim woman and morality, we were talking about the action. Last time we were discussing about the first point is when people look at you, they look at your hijab and they understand this lady is a Muslim lady. Then comes the actions. And of course, and the sister Nasreen came up with a beautiful point and says, listening to the Holy Quran in your language is different than reading the Holy Quran in the Allah's language. There's going to be a huge change. So please come.
No, they're opposite.
Yeah.
You're listening to it in Allah's language, the recitation, and you're reading it in your language, right? Your native tongue. The connection is in the heart.
Yeah.
And then both spread to the, you know, soul and body or the mind.
So you were discussing on this.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not kind of a person that can put so much effort into something that if I can't feel it, I'm probably not going to do it.
Exactly.
You know, no matter, I remember my mother used to tell me, my mother wore hijab first, so she's from Germany, and she would say, do this and do that. And I said to her, I'm not going to do anything that you tell me to unless I decide and I feel it and I understand it myself.
Yes, makes sense.
I have to be ready.
Yes.
There's the I again. You know, because Allah guides.
Exactly.
Not people. People can give you the reasoning.
Yeah.
But the reasoning is not going to change you if your heart is not ready. You know, my mother went for Hajj and I was in Spain University. She said, let's go. And I thought, well, firstly, you can't tell me when to go for Hajj. And I was not ready. I said, no, I'm not going to go because I cannot live that life yet.
Yes.
I'm not ready.
Yes.
So this is too big of a waste. I figured it would be a waste of my Hajj because I probably have to do it again because I'm not living the right way. So...
So the point I want to make
is that if you want to change and you really want to change your morality naturally, you must be connected.
Yes.
And the connection is everything.
And how do you get connected?
So your connection, we've talked about the Quran.
Yes, Quran.
So Allah comes first.
Yes.
But then comes the Holy Prophet.
Yes.
And then comes the Imams.
Yes.
So there's two parts of this connection. First connection is... I mean, this shouldn't have to be even discussed. The ziyarats, the daily ziyarats, every imam has a day.
Yeah.
The visitation, the written visitation, because not everyone is in a place that they can go to the physical ziyarat.
Yes, yes.
So the visitation is a visitation. You are connecting spiritually with that with the Holy Prophet, with Imam Ali, with Lady Fatima Zahra, with Hazrat Masuma, with every Imam and Prophet Adam and Prophet Noah. Every one of these has their own day. So if the Imam said that do not oppress the day, and they were asked, what is the day? They said, we are the days. They are the days, and if you're not connecting to them, you're oppressing them. So we have to go to Allah. You know, to say that you're following a religion, a prophet, is your mouth speaking. But you're not connected unless you're connected. You know, unless you're reciting the allegiance, you're paying allegiance every week, every day, to the imams of that day. Yes. You must pledge allegiance, say, I'm with you. You know, Imam al-Zaman, or they all come with to you and they guide you because they're not dead.
Yes.
They're guiding you. The Imam is alive. He's guiding you. He's talking to you. He wants in Mikyal al-Makarram, there is one part where the Imam is saying, tell the believers, I want them to ask me with their mouth whatever they want, because they don't make a separation between asking the Imam and asking Allah. The Imam is a representative for Allah.
Yes.
And when we connect that to Allah, to the Holy Prophet, that connection is aligning us with the correct morality, and we can go forward. But the connection is not growth. The next stage to this connection is the original sources. The Quran, the Hadith al-Qissa, with the Najib al-Balagha, that is the eloquence that will make you eloquent.
Yes.
Because Imam is teaching us through that. That's knowledge. That's not connection. It's knowledge. Work is not connection. Knowledge is not connection. Each one has its own place. And then Sahifa Sajadiyya, Imam Zain al-Abidin has two sides of the coin. He has the duties, which is the action, the morality, and he also has the ethical side of it, which is the du'as. You cannot just be on the mercy side and not do actions.
Yes.
And he came after Karbala.
Yes.
So he taught there was a problem with the community. They were not human, not the 72. I'm talking about the rest.
Yes.
They were praying and they were, but that's law.
Yes.
That's not mercy. That's not Islam. That's not spirit. You know, so Imam Zain al-Abidin had to come and teach the spirit of Islam. And he said the spirit is not without the action. And that is two sides, the yin and the yang. You know, so these are the three, you know, to learn from the hadith of the imams, each of them. Najib al-Balagha must be connected to Imam Ali. You must be connected to Imam Ali all the time. And Sahifa Sajadiyya, these three, this is your guidance.
This is the best guidance for our actions. Because what's
for
sister,
everything.
For everything.
Everything.
What you said is that if you're just doing the hijab or just like the headscarf or doing a salat or fasting or any kind of
that's
like,
the body.
That's just the body, but that's not it.
That's not the spirit.
The main thing is we have to concentrate on actions, and to concentrate on actions, we have to read
we
the
have
ziyarat.
To feed the spirit.
Yes, we have to do that. So that there should be a change, because definitely this is very true, sister, when we were talking about living in the East or living in the West, we have seen a lot of traditional Muslims. What is traditional Muslim?
That's a really good...
Living by your tradition and thinking that's it.
Why?
If you're just doing
the question,
your salat,
why must come
fasting,
in,
charity,
you know?
That's it. Apart from that, there's no actions.
But
much.
I'd like to ask the question, why is a traditional person a traditional person? You know, I come from a philosophical background, so I ask why for everything.
Because of the parents. Because
no.
This is what we got from
no,
the parents.
No, it's not that. The parents might not be traditional.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
I Allah has given us reason. Do not follow. Well, even if your parents are Muslim and Shia, and if you're Sunni or what, you know, don't follow without reason, because it will be a dead religion.
Yes.
It will not have the soul of belief.
Yeah.
You have nothing to feed your belief. You know, we will become like, we will be sort of beating a dead horse. You know, we're doing it. Religion, for example, without the imams, is a law without love.
Yeah.
Right? So this is the example of that. If you're doing it with reason and you're not doing it with faith,
yeah,
it's lacking the essence.
Essence.
Right?
So basically,
but if you're doing it with faith and not with reason, you become a traditionalist.
Traditionalist, yeah.
And the traditionalist has fear. And you know, I don't want to offend anyone who is a traditionalist, but I personally, and anyone can do their research, I equate traditionalists with hedonists, because a hedonist, by definition, because a hedonist is one who is avoiding pain and aiming for pleasure.
Uh-huh.
What is a traditionalist is one who's still holding on to the paradise and is avoiding trying to escape from the hell.
Uh-huh.
He's not on the level of even the businessman yet, or the free man, you know? So, but he has duties. So he's still better than one who is heedless.
So question your parents, even though the kids, the Muslim kids, they say, oh, my parents do it. That's why I do it. So why are you just blindly following your parents? Like the question when I was a kid, I used to ask a lot, you know, whatever. I was raised in like a Muslim family, entire people. Like, so most of the people when I'm Sayyid, I used to ask, why do you do this? Why do you do that? There were times I never got the answer. Why just elders
did it? So what did you do when you didn't get the answer?
I never believed in it. I don't have the belief even now. So what I saw in myself is saying that when you're questioning a lot, you know, when you're questioning over there and you don't get answers, you don't get that within yourself. You are a different person. They take you as a different person. But I had to investigate things myself.
How?
You know, learn things.
From,
you know,
where?
Of course, the Islamic scholars and books. And when you don't get the answers of
you
this.
You must go for it.
You have to, like, don't blindly follow your parents. Just because they're offering salat, I am doing it. No, what is the meaning of salat? Why do you have to do
salat?
No, but
I think we have to stay with this point. Because it is better to follow your parents if they're doing the good thing than not to follow them.
Yeah.
However,
I was following that, but still I did not know the bigger, strong meaning of why. Yeah.
When I was in Florida, I didn't have my parents there. And I was alone. I'm very connected to my father. You know, parents, whether you're in the same city or not in the same city, the effect of the parents is going to be there.
Yes.
You don't need to see them and tell them something and tell them this hadith and tell them that. You just have to connect yourself and you'll pull your children up. So when I was in Florida, I sat there and I said, you know what? I'm a Muslim and I do believe, and I believe Islam is the best religion, but if I'm going to say I'm that, I have to know exactly what is my deen inside out. And the only way I can find that out, nobody told me this, I have to go straight to Allah's word and find out from the original source, because I don't want nobody putting nothing into my mind. I want to know what Allah says. Then I want to know what Imam Ali says in the Holy Prophet. I felt I need to go to the infallibles, and nobody else is going to tell me the truth, because they're getting it from the same place. So why don't I go to this original source, you know? And this is the difference. Your parents don't tell you? Okay, find out for yourself. There is no excuse today. We have the internet, we have books, but when you're reading a book, go and look what the hadith is saying, because that is the source of this person's explanation.
Yeah, the Quran, the Hadith. That's why the Holy Prophet has said, you know, I'm leaving behind two things, Quran and Ahlul Bayt. So, dear listeners, thank you so much for listening to IRIB English Radio. We have been discussing about the Muslim lady and the morality. We went through the actions and what kind of ziyarat, that is the readings that we have to be doing, you know, that can affect actions. Thank you so much for listening to us. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the Lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.